Taking Stock on News Talk.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
We're joined now by Tom Breathwaite, Companies Editor of the Financial Times. Tom, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Vincent.
Now, there's a lot of analysis going on, understandably, about the health of the US economy generally as we come into the countdown for the presidential election and the health of various sectors. But one sector doing very well, as it generally does in a presidential year, but particularly so this year, it's boom time, as you've written, for the US gun industry.
Yeah, that's right. By this point in October, we've already surpassed any year on record in terms of the FBI background checks, which people use as a proxy for gun sales. So typically in advance of an election, you're right, there's a rush of Americans rushing to their nearest gun store because of some fear that a change in the landscape, a big Democratic wave, for example, might make it tougher to buy guns. But this year has been different. There's a much bigger boom than is normal.
Why is that, do you believe?
I think it's quite simple. It's coronavirus, and it is the protests that have followed the Black Lives Matter movement and just the general feeling of angst and unrest on the American streets. And when people are feeling nervous in the US, a country where obviously it's much easier to get hold of firearms than in Europe, they just head to the gun store.
And just you referenced the coronavirus there. Is it, do you think, just a general feeling of anxiety and fear and concern generated by worries about the pandemic? Or is it perhaps that people are actually spending more time in their homes and are then becoming more conscious in their own minds of the security vulnerabilities of those homes?
Yeah, I think it's, well, I think it's both of those things. I think it is that paranoia that, I mean, I don't know about you, but I felt it, I suppose, in the early days of lockdown. But fortunately, it's not easy to get hold of guns in London. I think people are worried back then and continue to be worried that the uncertain world we're living in could lead to more violence, could lead to their homes being threatened. And that's how they choose to respond. Now, if you listen to some of the executives of the US gun makers, they'll tell you that there are also more benign reasons. They say there's been a big boost in the number of people who wanting to go hunting. So if your movie theaters in the US are shut and it's harder to go out to bars and restaurants, perhaps you spend more time in the outdoors, and perhaps you choose to do that with your rifle shooting animals.
Yeah, interesting view from them. You reference a number of recent surveys. One that 5 million Americans, that's the population of the Republic of Ireland, Tom, 5 million Americans have chosen to become gun owners for the first time in 2020, which from our perspective in Europe, I suppose, is an alarming statistic in its own right. But perhaps an even more alarming one, just the scale of American citizens who believe that violence and perhaps gun violence can be justified now to advance their preferred party's political goals.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in the US for 10 years, so it's not a particular surprise to see Americans clinging to their weapons. But the idea that now almost a third of Americans believe that it is okay to use violence to pursue their political objectives, this is up from a sort of single digit percentage when this survey has been done before, I think is quite frightening. And, you know, we've seen in the last few days a plot to kidnap and potentially kill the governor of Michigan by an armed militia group in the US, which is just obviously a very concrete example. This is not just idle surveys. Some of these people are actually putting plans into action. And I think it is very frightening.
There is another factor at play at the moment, and that's perhaps to some degree in response to the George Floyd killing earlier this year, and that is that a lot of Black Americans are also buying guns.
Yeah, I was watching footage of one of the protests last night, and there was a Black protester wearing a T-shirt that didn't say Black Lives Matter, it said Black Guns Matter. And I think that is suggestive of what has been a trend and what gun makers and gun stores have been pleased to see, which is that it is not your stereotypical white Americans necessarily, although they're still the biggest proportion of gun buyers. They say they are seeing more black Americans buy guns, and I spoke to one black American woman gun owner who's been a gun owner, it has to be said, for a long time, is not a sudden purchaser. But what she said is that, sure, you know, I can't trust the police to come if I need them. I need to protect myself, and I think people feel the same way.
Now, the commercial beneficiaries of all of this, of course, are the gun companies, many of which are publicly quoted. Smith & Wesson, whom we've all heard of, I think, their share price up 200% in the last year. And then Vista Outdoors, which perhaps sells more hunting rifles, their share price has nearly trebled this year. So investors seeing what's happening on the ground and buying up their shares.
Yeah, it has to be said that this sector has not done very well under President Trump. So funnily enough, you know, you have a president who claims to be a big gun rights guy, and certainly one of his sons is an avid hunter. But that's actually quite bad for the gun sellers, because that means there is no realistic threat of any regulation. There is no reason for people who already have plenty of guns lying around to go and get more. So Republican presidency has been quite bad in general terms for the gun makers, and we've seen one famous company, Remington, go through bankruptcy in the last few months. But in the last few weeks, as the presidential election nears, as we've had this civil unrest, as we've had a continuation of the COVID crisis, that has overwhelmed the normal cycle. That has made people think again that we're shifting to a, you know, what for many of us has not seemed a very stable time during the Trump era, but for gun sales it has been a stable time, to one where we're in doubt and fear again, and that's the time to buy, apparently.
Do you think there's going to be any significant change in the near future if, say, there is a Biden administration in particular, obviously, because one of the reasons Remington in particular suffered some financial losses as well was because of legal challenges by those affected by the Sandy Hook school massacre. So in some areas, there is a pushback to look for more gun control. That tends to happen more often under Democratic regimes. And yet we know the National Rifles Association and others still have very strong lobbying power in Washington.
Yeah, and it's a very toxic issue even for Democrats. So there are very few Democrats who want to really enact sweeping gun controls. And of course, there is the Constitution, which protects Americans' right to bear arms. So in reality, the prospects of any action are quite slight. I mean, you've seen, you know, attempts to legislate the amount of rounds that people can carry, the real high-powered automatic, semi-automatic weapons that sadly are used in many of these infamous shootings. There are attempts to at least curb those, but it seems really that this is a fear that springs up every election cycle. But it's the chances of real change, unfortunately, from my point of view, are quite slim.
Except perhaps ironically that when more black Americans buy guns legally, in historical terms, governments tend to tweak gun control a little bit more.
Yeah, and this was a point that the black American gun owner I spoke to made to me, which I thought was a very interesting point. And if you look at California, the state I lived in most recently, they do actually have fairly tight gun control laws. And that was put in the 60s at a time when the Black Panther movement started walking around with rifles as a show of force and a show of protest against what they saw as racism on the streets. At that point, a law signed in by then Republican Governor Ronald Reagan came in and put in tough gun control measures. So I think there is some chance that if we start to see, and I think see a more diversified gun owner base in the US, that some white politicians might start to have second thoughts about how enamored they are with protecting gun rights.
Fascinating insight, fascinating lens on the degrees of fear and anxiety, I suppose, as we count down to the US election. But we'll leave it there. That's Tom Braithwaite, Companies Editor of the Financial Times. Tom, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Vincent.
Taking Stock on News Talk.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.